morning, friends. Time again for Moments of Melody. Yes, this is a program to help you begin your day. A number of prominent literary men were assembled in a club room in London one day. This was quite a few years ago. The conversation veered to a discussion of some of the illustrious figures of the past, and one in the company suddenly asked, "Gentlemen, what would we do if Milton were to enter this room?" "Ah," replied one in the circle, "we would give him such an ovation as might compensate for the tardy recognition accorded him by the men of his day." "And if Shakespeare should enter?" asked another. "We would arise and crown him master of song," was the answer. "And if Jesus Christ were to enter?" asked another. "I think," said Charles Lamb, amidst an intense silence, "we would all fall on our faces." To the Colossians. And you yourselves, who were strangers to God, and in fact through the evil things you had done, his spiritual enemies, he has now reconciled through the death of his body on the cross, so that he might welcome you to his presence clean and pure, without blame or reproach. This reconciliation assumes, of course, that you maintain a firm position in the faith, and do not allow yourselves to be shifted away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which indeed the whole world is now having an opportunity of hearing.